waste of time. Right, okay. What I think we're going to have to do then is pull down the show and reschedule in an hour's time, because it's looking like Kelly's not listened. And we did say that our clocks changed this week, so she should be back with us at 4 p.m. her time, but obviously it's not here. Okay, I think we can. People have called enough now, you see, that's the trouble. Ollie said she can do first hour there, so I think what we'll do, we'll make a start. It's a shame, really, because we did mention there that the clocks were going to change this week, so it should be back level, Peggy. Which means that it would be 4 o'clock, which is back to the normal time, but never mind. There's three people here at the moment. Obviously, they don't know we've changed our clocks either. So, everything should be back to normal now, which means that wherever you are, whatever time you used to call in, we're back to that time. Oh, God. Help. All right, then. Never mind. Let's do this.
Broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.
As long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life will still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
We've got a bit mixed up. I think Kelly's got a bit mixed up there. with the time changes. And I know I do remember mentioning it, so that we changed this week. Obviously, forgot about it. Or something else might have happened. I don't know. I really don't know. We hopefully get Kelly in an hour's time. Hopefully, I say, if there's not something else wrong. So for the meantime, we have Holly, who's going to do first hour with us. We've only got two people here at the minute, so we're going to have loads of music. We're going to say thank you to Holly for helping out, first of all, and here she is. Look.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Holly. Sorry to put you on the spot like this. This is okay.
Okay.
For you to join us. All right. Okay, we'll make a start then. All right. Carolyn.
Oh, my heaven.
Hi.
Hi.
You're nerdy.
I don't have my... It could get worse.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy right now to be talking with you. Well, I'm afraid to ask you. I'm afraid what I'm going to hear. First, I'll ask you about going with those guys, the discount stuff.
Yeah, I still see it. That.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, those guys.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Unless there's somebody else that carries a metal clipboard and maybe a little bit of a belly, wears a button-down
they all do.
Button-down shirt with a pattern, short sleeve, you know, a man's shirt, the button-downs. It's like a three-quarter sleeve to the elbow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I see him wearing.
Okay. Well, okay. So there's that. And then...
Does he have dark hair? Have you met him yet?
Yeah, I had both of them come in. There are two of them that come. Unless it's someone different. Unless it's someone different, you know? And...
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I just don't know. Oh, you're right. The question I asked you before you came on, you're so right,
yeah.
Because I'm right here, and that guy has a beard. Yeah, so it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, this is terrible. Okay, so.
Is he shorter, too?
I didn't see. It's just a full-blown. So I'm afraid to ask you, especially when we're on the air, Holly, because, you know, that's so personal, that stuff, but,
we could do code.
Okay. When is the phone going to go ring-a-ding-ding?
Let's see what I get.
Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding.
So I got like two weeks. I got
no, please not 2 weeks. No, I can't do this any longer. I'm going to have to go to South America or something and get lost in the jungle. Get clean of this virus.
They also said, unfortunately, that you're not going to like the phone call. I don't know why they're saying that.
Well, because there's a reason, I'm sure. There's an absolute reason. Who will initiate the contact?
I think he will for, wasn't there a travel job?
Maybe.
Was there a date
set
on that travel job?
No, it's kind of vague, and it was very casually mentioned.
I think that might be about that.
Yeah, if it comes up, like, you know, that's fine. I can work with it because you can always squeeze something else into that.
Yeah, it could be an excuse to call for him.
Good. Good. I'll take a... Okay, let's keep it clean. What else? what else, my dear? Am I going to get
I don't know why they're
bubbles?
Showing me... Wait just a second. They're showing me like an aloe vera plant in a pot or a cactus in a pot. You have those still that you want to bring with you when you move?
Oh, no, I'm not taking nothing. If I'm lucky, I'm not taking nothing. I'm trying, you know, that's why I had cleaned out my house.
I wonder why I see that. Are they, do you still have anything like that or it's all gone?
No, all gone. Maybe someone gives it to me. I don't believe in that crap because that stuff grows like wildfire and, you know, you can pick it up very easily for a song anywhere. You know, it grows like weeds out here.
Yeah, just keep it in the back of your mind. I don't know why I'm seeing that.
Okay, so you think there might be an excuse in that phone call being initiated, like looking for an excuse for contact?
Yeah, because he needs money, so he's looking for job opportunities.
Oh. Oh. I thought you meant an excuse to just, you know.
Work.
Oh. Talk. Okay. So, I don't know, when do you see me leaving town?
Wow. They said like May.
Yeah, I know. Drags out. Do you see me selling anything else? I just sold something. It was really tiny. And
do you have a trailer mobile home for sale?
Yeah.
That's going to sell next.
Okay, that's not mine. It's, you know, the former.
Oh.
But that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. But do you see any
I think that's
going to
sell only for, like, I only saw, like, 500 on it.
Yeah, you know, somebody called and they were kind of, or we took them out there and they, it was very, I was very unhappy. I was very unhappy with the way the conversation went, you know, because, you know, we can't do payday loans or anything like that on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. You know, we'll just keep on keeping on. And
so is there something else for $3,000?
We'll have to think about that. You know, there might be, and I'm just not thinking of it. There may be. You know, maybe there's some kind of, you know what it could be? It could be like putting something down. And then you have to do the process, the paper processing and stuff like that. You know, it could be something like that. And
is there an antique car or something? I'm sorry to keep interrupting you.
No, it's right.
Is there any antique cars?
Yeah, most of our cars are antique. Even though it's not official.
I don't know if you're selling one of the older cars.
Okay. Yeah, we do have one that... the name of it starts with B, like in baby, and I think it has, like, some astronomical mileage on it. I wanted to ask you, something happened here at my house. It was business-related, and it happened on Saturday, yesterday, I guess, and the person made an appointment with me, but they weren't clear on the appointment. And so they showed up with people, and then I told them there was no way I could honor the appointment because I need notice. Am I going to get in trouble
3 minutes.
Let me see what they say. No, because that's like everybody knows they need an appointment.
Well, they said that they had told me the correct information, and I said, you know, we need to talk, no more texting or emailing, we need to talk, you know, I can't just depend on an email because we need to confirm it, but they work for a boss that's a raging bull, and I thought, oh, I wonder if they're going to try to get me into trouble.
Yeah, are they telling like a female, is the boss a female?
Yeah. Virginia.
Yeah, I think they are going to say something.
My boss?
Because they're kind of, they're kind of uppity.
Oh, dear. Well,
you
know
what I mean? Like,
2 minutes.
I don't know how I can borrow a boy.
I don't
anyway,
see anything bad happening.
It's just a missed appointment. Well, you know what? I mean, they had the people here with them, too. It was kind of embarrassing to do that. It wasn't professional on anyone's part. But I live here. I explained. I live here. I need notice. You know, you can't just show up. And I told the person, I said, next time you talk to me by phone. I was a little PO'd at that individual because they were pulling out this email in front of, you know, they were trying to cover their you-know-what. And so it is what it is, you know. And I just thought, oh, well. Oh, well, so that's okay. That's all right. So I think we're winding down. I think that was a lovely reading. We kept it clean and not too much of my personal information out there. So.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I'm teasing you. Okay. So we'll talk.
All righty. Have a good day.
Well, we'll talk. Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Now, we're not sure whether we will be on air for an hour or whether Kelly will call at 10. If she doesn't, then obviously there's something else wrong other than the time. So we'll see. We'll play it by ear, so to speak, yeah? So, right. In the meantime, we're going to carry on. And we have Lou.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, your name's Lou?
Yes.
Oh, what state are you from?
Miami.
Oh, Florida. Okay. How can I help you?
Give me 1 second. Just... Okay. I'm at the gym, that's why. I just want to know if there's anything regarding relationships. Anything?
Like, are you looking for a new man? Is that the question?
Well, I kind of got upset at someone that I really liked yesterday, and I told him not to contact me again unless he's really available. And so I went out on a date yesterday night, but it's not someone I really like. So I don't know if me pushing him away is going to end it completely or is there something else coming up?
Okay. So we're asking about the man you pushed away first. I just don't want to get confused here.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the man you pushed away, let's see. He's going to take like 2 or 3 days to respond. Let me see what they say. I see him calling you, though.
Yeah, but is he going to be ready or is he just going to be, you know, I think it's, you know, like I just don't want to go back and forth, back and forth and back and forth and feel the solution with him. And so
I'm
that's
laughing
because
I have the same exact story.
Yeah, and so I told him not to contact me again. Yeah, so I told him not to contact me again until he knows for sure that he's emotionally available and committable. And that in the meanwhile, I was going to accept somebody else's invitation for dinner. So that's what I did. So I don't know where that's going to go.
He's still going to call and he's still going to try to... He's still going to try to do the same stuff, you know? Let me see what he's... He's still going to say, like he wants to keep it casual. Why can't it just stay the way it is? So it doesn't look like he's going to change just yet. So it's up to you, I think, if you want to deal with that.
No. He's going to be leaving his job, I think, at the end of April. And I spoke to him in length, like 3 hours, you know, that he needs to let that job go so he doesn't have any chance to build a relationship with that type of responsibility. And so is there anything going to change after he leaves that job in April, at the end of April?
Like, is he going to move further south? Is he moving?
I don't know. He works from home, and he's renting a unit until November, he said. So.
I don't know why I see, like, he might move. I'm not even sure where Miami is in Florida. Is it in the middle or southern?
It's in south.
Where?
South. Miami
is
south.
There's more land south of Miami? Because I see him moving
south.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, goodness.
I don't know when, but I don't know why they're saying that. It could be a different job or something. I don't know. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Hello?
I don't know what that was. I thought that was Ken.
Yeah, me too. So he's not going to ever be ready then, so I should just forget him.
I would. I know it's hard, but I would. But it's up to you. So let me see.
Hey.
So the guy you had dinner with. Oh, go ahead, Ken.
Oh, you finished with that one now,
Olivia? Yeah, we could be finished. Let me just tell her about the guy she had dinner with real quick.
I was in the screening room, so when I come back, there was still 2 minutes on the clock, so I didn't realise. Okay, thanks, Lou. Okay, right, let's see where we are then. Right, let's... So some callers are happy with a bit less. You do have 10 minutes, by the way, ladies and gents. 10 minutes is the normal call time, but if you're happy with less, then that's fine. Okay. Deep.
Hi, Deep.
Thank you,
how
Ken.
Are you?
Hi, Holly.
How you been?
I'm good, thank you. Good afternoon to you. I'm all right. I'm renting still. I'm just moved to a studio temporarily, which is better than where I was. So at least something's positive.
Yeah.
What do I want to ask? If you remember the lady we discussed, I did text her. And she got back, she responded back, and then I responded again, and then she didn't get back to me. So, do you think she will text back?
They're saying to send one more text, for you to send one more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would send one more text.
But
and
would
then
she
she'll
be
respond
interested
back?
In Right. Would she be interested in conversing, and is she available?
Let's see. I see, yes. I see, like, you guys going on a date. I don't know about the COVID out there, but I do see you guys going out. So I see, yes.
She lives in a different country. She lives in a different country, but you mean we can start talking again, you think?
Yeah. Well, the vision they gave me is you holding her hand and helping her out of a car. So for me, that just looked like you guys are going on a date. So that just could be my symbol of going out or talking or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. What else did you want to know?
I'm still looking to buy a house or... I came across a house which is in uninhabitable condition, which basically it's like a plot of land, So I'm thinking of putting in an offer for that place, for that land, basically. Do you see it? It's in a road called Grand Drive. So do you see me being able to go ahead with it?
I know the money's different out there, but I see, like, is the land like 56,000? That'd be American dollars. Is the land around that much, or?
No, that's different. No, so it doesn't relate. Maybe there's something else to do with it. Yeah. But do you see me being able to get an offer accepted within my... within what I want to pay for it, and then being able to build a house on it? Is it a good idea?
Let's see. I see you going back and forth with them on the price, and then there's a waiting period, and then they'll come back to you and accept your offer. But it's not going to be, it's going to be, you know, like 3 weeks. It's going to be back and forth. You know how they do that?
The bidding
back and forth.
Right.
I see it, but it's a big task, a big job, a big, you know what I mean? It's a big deal.
It is. It's like a 1 year, 2 year project for me.
Yeah. Because I see you standing back and looking at the plans and, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, after like 20 years, if I sell it, I'll get good returns from it. Or if I wanted to rent it out, it's much better value for money if I do the hard work build. And besides, I have the experience. I have engineering degree and an MBA degree. So
it would
be
worth triple or even more. If you wanted to sell it down the road, triple the amount of building.
Yeah, but it's about getting the offer accepted, and the demolition of the house will also cost a lot, so it'll be a huge project. I might just do that instead of work. I might just do that because,
And you want a place, or do you feng shui at all?
I do.
Yeah,
kind of,
I see you wanting to place the front door north. Is that correct? Or I see the placement of the house is a big deal. Yeah. So you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Because it does matter how you place the house and where the front door is facing. Yeah.
It does, yeah. And there's a tree, though, which is, like, protected, which is, like, it's a very old tree, and then the government or the council won't allow the tree to be cut. So is that going to be a bother in terms of... It's in one corner. Unless the tree gets diseased, they will not let... It's like a protected thing.
I don't see it being a problem, but the roots, sometimes the roots mess with the foundation of a house.
They do.
Yeah. I see there might be something with the roots. Like if I'm facing the house on the left-hand corner in the back, the roots might affect it.
Yeah, it's in the left-hand corner. You're right.
Yeah. Those darn roots might be a problem. And it's okay to cut roots. The tree will not fall. Like if you cut the root that's closest to the house, it will be fine. Mm-hmm. It won't die, and it won't fall. And because I've seen it done here in the States where they just cut the roof that's bothering the foundation.
Right. There are rules that we have to go by. I think they allow 30% of the branches to be cut. So the same might apply to rules to roots.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You have another
and
question?
You know the driveway or the alleyway leading to the house is very narrow.
3 minutes.
Which basically means that very small cars can go in, and then taking things out of it, or construction work will also be slow and big machinery cannot get in, like lifters and dumpsters and those things. So do you
see
that being a huge problem?
Is there any fence you can take down to allow access?
No, it's we cannot. There are fence on one side, and then hedges
on the, right
the other
side.
And the they belong. The left side they are fences that belongs to the neighbors, and right side is the they are like hedges, like trees that belong to the other neighbors. So it won't. I don't think they will allow to take that off.
You might want to ask them. I don't know.
That's what the
spirit told me. That part of the fence will have to be taken down so they can come in and out, and then just put the fence back up. Maybe the neighbors will be nice.
Right.
Maybe not.
Maybe I'll check with them. Thank you. But overall, spirit thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah. I see that happening. So I think the neighbors will be nice.
Okay. All right, thank you, Holly. I'll let you go, and thanks for the messages and lovely reading.
Okay, it was nice talking to you. You take care.
Likewise, thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Dave. Oh, well, thank you, Dave. The council is supposed to take trees down on their own ground. They won't take them down if they're in your garden because they class them as yours.
One minute.
I've got three at the moment. I've got three at the back and one at the front. They all need coming down. And £1,500 each. And I like, yeah, right, I haven't got that sort of money. Okay. Right, what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break. I'm feeling a bit hoarse. This evening, and I suffer from emphysema, so I get hoarse very quickly, and I'm suffering this evening because I think the saying next weekend is going to be the warmest Easter on record for the UK, and I suppose have a heat wave on the way, so I don't know. I'm going to suffer even more. But we'll take a break now because we've got just one person at the minute, and we've got over an hour and a half left to run. We want to get at least an hour if we can. Hopefully Kelly will join us at 10. We don't know yet. I'm still looking to see a message from her, and there hasn't been one. So whether she's kind of out of the town at the moment. Right. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that Kelly is here with us now. So we will take that piece of music, as I said there, and we'll do that. And I'll just check because I'm looking at that number. It looks familiar.
Thank you.
No, we did leave a message there for Kelly, and she's seen it. So it was right to go to that piece of music, because just as we started it, Kelly called, which is kind of amazing, because we said we were going to go to music because we only had one caller left, and hopefully we were going to drum up some more callers. Well, we drummed up our guest. So isn't that amazing? As I say, synchronicity. I do believe in it. So Holly has been helping us for the last 50 minutes or so. So it's only fair that we go to Holly now before we go to Emily, because Holly was the first call, would you believe? Okay then. Right, Emily, you'll be right behind. So just sit in there and we'll be right with you. Okay. So here's Kelly then.
Hi, Holly. How are you doing?
I'm good, yeah. It's like, oh, but that's not the first time, Kelly, we've done it, believe me. It happens. We used to change the clocks. We used to change the studio clocks, and we used to change it back an hour so that we could meet up with you guys there in the state, you know. And we got a little bit fed up with that, because it is like, well, we're changing them for 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, we're changing them back the other way again. And it got a bit silly, because we used to have a lady with us in Australia. And, of course, as we go forward, they go back.
Wow.
So, yeah, exactly. So it was getting really, it was getting a little bit silly, you know. But, yeah, because we go forward an hour, as you do. And in Australia, they go back because their summer is our winter, and, you know, sort of thing. So, crazy. So it really wasn't working. Okay. Holly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I got, like he said, I got my time all goofed up. I was trying to get it right.
Yeah. It happens.
So what's your question?
I'm just wondering about moving. I believe I've asked you before, but I want to see what you get on me moving.
At the end of this year, it looks like. And it looks like you won't move too far from where you're going. You know, where you live. It's within 25 to 27 mile radius of where you are now, out your front door.
Okay. That sounds
now,
good.
Now, do you want a house or do you want an apartment?
Whichever. I'm not picky.
You know, well, I see you finding a good deal on, like, a little house.
Oh, cute.
It's like, I see, like, you have enough to put down. It's like a two... bedroom with a squishy room, and the squishy room would be like an office.
Uh-huh.
And you do have two bathrooms in here, but one's at one end and one at the other. Your house looks like a T, and it feels like it's like an older home, but it's all been redone.
Yeah.
It feels like it was built in 48, maybe.
Yeah.
And it does have a front porch, but it don't have kill you stairs.
Oh, okay.
It only has like four stairs up to the porch. And it does have, it's raised up, it don't have a basement. And you have wooden floor. You got wood all throughout the house.
Okay.
And you have the master bath in your bedroom, you know, so off your bedroom, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's very nice. And you have a, you're going to need to hire somebody that, you have a big front yard, which is pretty neat. And the backyard is a little bit littler, which is weird, but oh well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you going to ask me?
Am I living there alone or am I going to meet somebody?
Well, you're going to get the house first because you're a type of person that likes to have their ducks in a row first. And then you're going to start dating.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have a choice between salt and pepper haired guy. That's dark hair people go salt and pepper early. He's like 2 years older than you, not too much. And then there's another fellow that does have like white blonde hair, and he's like 10 years older than you. You'll meet two men, and but he's not an old man. He's very nice. And you might have more in common with an older fellow than a younger one.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Mentally, physically, spiritually, and a man, not a man boy. You know, this man's a gentleman. He's old-fashioned. And, he's a successful businessman in his own right. He's very neat, very clean. I think he might have done a stint maybe in the military. Because he's very neat and clean, and you can use the bathroom anytime. It's not gross. He can iron a shirt like nobody's business.
Oh, my goodness. That's cute.
And he looks like he's five. The older man looks like he's, they're both about 5'11", you know. They're real tall men, but they're sweet. They're nice. They're medium built. They're both medium built. And they're fit. They're both fit men.
Yeah.
But I think you'll like the older guy better because he has himself together and he's generous, kind, sweet. And, you know, it feels like when you get to know each other, he loves to buy you earrings and bracelets. So I'll call him the Bobble Dude.
That's cute. Okay.
What else you want to know?
Am I allowed to ask about my mother, or I don't know if you have any rules?
What do you want to know?
What's going on with her health?
Well, she'll have her ups and downs. She has chronic stuff. Again, I'm not a doctor, but they might need to, like, the doctors need to coincide and see what medicine she's on. She might be on something that counteracts something that other people don't know about there, you know, and it's like something needs to be tweaked, but she does have her ups and downs. Does she have trouble breathing sometimes?
Yeah, and she's like hallucinating now.
Oh, dear, it's one of her medicines. It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. And like she actually sees people.
Does she, has she been checked for dementia or anything like that?
Well, she whacked her head really bad on when she fell, and
thought
it was a regular concussion, or and then it just kind
of
worse.
They need to check. Did they check her brain and stuff?
I'm not sure.
Well, you might want to take her to a neurologist, honey.
Yeah, I can't take her. She's far away from me. Like,
well, have somebody that's there take her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And check her medication because it feels like one of her medicines. And also watch out for UTI. That makes them wonkadoodle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she'll get sorted out.
Yeah. And what is her obsession with my ex-husband?
She liked him better than the Then she wished you were still with him. That's why.
Huh. Because they've been living together for 7 years. Without me.
I don't know if I want to touch that one or not.
3 minutes.
It's up to you.
Well, it's just, she just thinks he's terrific. He sun rises and the sun sets. She's obsessed with him. He's kind and nice to her.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to tell her?
You're going to get yourself sorted out, and you're on the right pathway. And now, have you had a promotion at work yet?
No, I'm not working.
Well, then that means you're going to get work because you're going to make more money than what you made. It feels almost administrative to me.
Yeah, I usually do apartment managing.
Yeah, and I
two
would have a,
minutes.
You might not have to, I see you still buying a house, but you might, until you find your house, you might have an apartment gifted to you for being the manager of an apartment building.
Yeah, that usually happens.
You know, and I see you having free rent and free cable and free water, and you know what I mean? And you're taking care of the, and then you have a, you're going to get a new complex to work for.
Oh, good.
For lack of better words, but they're calling it a complex. So it like has four or five different buildings. I think the lady just went off the timer lady. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so too. But thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Holly, and thank you for helping us out there. Okay. Holly meeting the first four people in our book here this evening. We only have one left at the minute. Okay. Hopefully we'll get some more lovely people in the second hour. Emily, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Emily. Where are you from?
Hi, how are you? I'm from Massachusetts.
All right, and what's your question?
I was wondering. I don't know how you work. I did look up you up your name up, and I saw that you were a medium, and I didn't know if you could give me a medium reading, give me any messages from.
Well, it's whoever talks loudest. It might not be the one you want to come through. So
that's okay. I understand. Thank you.
Now, do you have a grandmother that helped raise you over there?
No.
Well, I hear a grandmother that had a big influence in your life. It's your mom's side.
She has a big influence on my life. It would be a great grandmother on my mom's side. My grandmother is still here.
Well, then it's a great grandmother, you know, who's passed on, you know.
Yeah.
So, and she always wore her hair up. Now, is there Dutch in the family?
German.
Okay. So, but there's Dutch in the woodpile somewhere way, way back. But this grandma, she's showing me, did she do fine needlework, like tatting or crocheting? It feels like tatting to me. It's like the doily. She'd make, you know, stuff like that.
She was a needlepoint.
She was what?
That would change. She would needlepoint. That would make sense.
Okay. Because I see fine work. And you still have some of her stuff. That's what she's showing me.
I have some paintings of hers.
You also have a gentleman here that has auburn hair. He's like 5'6". He had thick hair. And he was like a masonger. Who was the masonger?
A mason.
You know, bricks, concrete, you know, stuff like that, foundations.
Oh, I'm not sure who that would be.
Well, Well, ask your grandma that's alive. She'll know who the, because when, okay, when you young people ask for your dead people, sometimes they're way, way back.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, no, right. Sorry, yeah.
And then you have a spotted dog here. He has black and white. He's black and white, and he has black spots with floppy ears. So I don't know whose dog this is. This dog is coming through. Then there's also a gentleman here that was in, feels like there was a sea merchant that did boats. So who is that?
I have to ask. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to ask about that one too.
Okay. And then you also have an aunt that died in the 50s. She had like a bob, and she always wore pins in her hair. You know, like cute little bobby pins with the rhinestones. She wore it on above her ears. So, and somebody has cat eye glasses. So, who is this?
I'll ask my mom, or is it on my mom's side or dad's side?
It's on your dad's side. On your dad's side.
I'll have to ask him that about that. I don't know.
But these are the people that are coming through. It's whoever talks loudest. And then they're showing all the girls got a necklace. So who gave the necklaces out? A thin, delicate necklace.
And she said all the girls got a necklace?
All the girls got a necklace. So who is this?
Well, I didn't get a necklace. So I'm not sure what girls she gave it to, but I didn't get one.
Well, I'm sorry you don't know who these people are. But do you do writing for a living?
Writing? I paint, and I guess my paintings do what they have words on them, but I also do automatic writing.
Okay. Well, you're going to start putting poetry on your paintings. So there's writing.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to do that, and that's going to be a good hit, and you'll be able to, you know, and you're going to pre-dream your paintings before you paint them.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool.
I see you doing one painting with, like, Kelly Green. It's like a bright, bright green and yellows and white, and it's almost like grass and leaves. It's like a... It's really different. And then you're going to do a whole poem on it. It's going to be really neat. And when COVID goes away, you're going to have a gallery show. It looks like in 2022.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I'm actually doing a painting right now. It's green and orange.
And then you're going to do mini paintings that are groups of three.
Okay.
You know, like that you put in a bathroom or something like that.
Mhm. Oh, nice.
And do you ever use acrylics and a knife, like chunky painting? I call it.
I use acrylics. I haven't used a knife.
Oh, okay. But I see you doing it more chunky.
Oh, cool. I do sort of paint chunky.
Texture. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
You know, you take the knife, you put a gob on there, and you
3 minutes.
You know, that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, nice.
So you're going to combine both, because you can't do anything but creative work.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
But you're one of the rare people that will get known for your paintings, you know?
And thank you for saying that. That's awesome.
Well, you either are you and you don't. But you're talented.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Ask your grandma about all these dead people that showed up. She'll know who they are.
I will. Thanks so much.
Have You're welcome. Fun. And she had a whole bunch of farmers, too.
Of what?
Farmers.
Farmers?
Yeah, there's farmers in the woodpile.
Oh,
a whole
okay.
bunch of people wearing
okay.
overalls.
2 minutes.
Yeah. That could be me. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Emily. Right, okay, we've come to that time where we're going to take our first break. We've hit the top of the hour. We're into our first piece of music. Well, second now, I should say, because the last time we played music, Kelly arrived, which was good, because we were kind of out of calls when we played our music. So we normally do that, the drum callers, and we're going to do it again now because we need some more lovely callers for the second hour.
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Right, that's the studio timer. The other timer you don't see, ladies and gents, that's like 7 minutes, and that counts out only I can see that, and the studio timer is the last 3 minutes, so it takes 10. So we have 10 minutes in all, and if we have a very busy night, then sometimes we go down to 7 minutes, but we haven't had that for a while. That's to accommodate everybody in the culture. We like to fit everybody in wherever possible. That hasn't happened in a long while. Right then, so let's see. I keep asking now for people to send their music. We have loads of music, and strangely, the music that I had in my music files on my computer strangely disappeared. So they must have gone over to the OneDrive or something. And kind of strange how I can't open them at the moment. But if you have a favourite tune, let us know what it is and we can find it out for you.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. Yesterday once more. Thank you.
You know, there's that song, always the words kind of mean something to you, don't they? And they should mean something to everyone, because it says that the old songs, don't we just love them? As I say, I really do like listening to the old tunes on the radio, and as I say, and memories are good, ain't they? They're a good thing to have, you know. And what happens when you hear an old song, an old piece of music? You can usually remember what you were doing at that time as well. If it was your mother's favourite song, for instance, or your father's favourite tune, what were you doing when they played that song? Where were you? That song always plays when this happens. And there are times like that. What I think we'll do is we'll have a little bit more music then. I don't like doing this too much because it means that we're playing the same tunes over and over again, and this is why I keep asking for your choice in music and for people to send songs into it. But there are times when we need to play what's there, because the times like this when we have nobody calling, which is kind of strange because it's a two-hour show and people should know that by now. Okay then, not to worry.
love you want, let the feeling go. That's how the story goes. If it's love you want, let the feeling go. That's how the story goes. If it's love you want, let the feeling go. That's how the story goes. If it's love you want, let the feeling go. That's how the story goes.
Well, it kind of worked, that, didn't it? That piece of music certainly done the trick, because we got not one but two lovely callers now. Right, okay. We'll bring Kelly back online. We haven't had time to screen. I think I recognise at least one of the number. One behind the other, and line 6 and 7. So we have. Area 201.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
Good.
Happy Palm Sunday.
Yes, happy Palm Sunday.
Yes, you came riding in on a donkey. I just want to see if you could make a connection for me to anyone of my loved ones that would come to you. And my name is Jackie. I'm sorry. I didn't say that.
Okay, Jackie. Mm-hmm. You have a grandfather on your dad's side. Was he real tall? There's a really tall gentleman, about 6 foot, and he used to have his hair sort of fluffed. So who is this?
I had an uncle that used to wear his hair fluffed, and he was kind of tall.
Yeah,
but
so
on my he was on my mother's side, but my uncle on my father's side that was tall. I don't know if in his, you know, last couple of months or whatever, if he grew his hair out, I'm not sure.
You know, but there's a tall gentleman on your dad's side that, you know, made his hair, you know, higher.
Right.
There's also a gentleman that's showing me, it's on your mom's side, a St. Christopher's medal. So, did you have a lot of Catholics in your family?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're showing me a St. Christopher's medal. There's also a World War II military guy. So, here. And there's you got all the men showing up. There's a gentleman that used to fish a lot. So, and the, you know how you put it on like a wire ring? He has a whole bunch of fish. So who is that? Feels more on your dad's side.
It could be anyone, because my father grew up in a very rural area in the island where fishing and farming was.
And so, and did he have five brothers? Because there's a number five.
Well, my father was one of 13. I forget the number of brothers he had. But it's a possibility.
So there's, like, there was a family in the, your family that had five brothers. Five. That's what they're telling me.
I have five siblings.
Okay, because they're saying five. It's an important number. And there's a watch, you know, like a watch with a band. So who wore the watch with the band?
My father, watch. My father, I know I had... I gave my father his watch.
Well, he's talking about that, you know.
Okay.
He's acknowledging that.
Okay.
And then you got a really short black, curly-haired lady. She was like 4'9". It feels like on your mom's side. And she was had a tons of children, and she was always cooking, and she walked with purpose. I mean, everywhere she went, she was like, when she entered a room, you knew she was there.
Yeah, my grandmother was like that. And that's her description. Yes.
She was no nonsense.
She was
that's what I think.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing that. On your mother's side, back in the 1920s, who was in vaudeville?
I'm not sure.
Somebody was on the stage.
I'm not sure.
All right. Because they're showing me that, and she had the bob and the flapper dress and the dancer shoes. And then somebody traveled the world because they're showing me a steamship and one of those suitcases with all the stickers on it.
Yeah, that's how my mother came here. She actually went to England in the ship, and they came here to America in the ship, and yeah, they traveled a bit before they settled here in the States.
So that's your acknowledgement that she's around. She was, and who was it that wore all the beautiful hats? I'm seeing hats on, like, hat, you know how you put a hat on a stand?
My mother. My mother had beautiful hats.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a whole bunch of them all on stands. You know, the pretty ones with, like, the ostrich feathers or the caps or the, you know.
Yeah.
She had, and she was a stylish dresser.
Yeah, I actually have her church hat, yeah.
Oh, neat.
They are beautiful.
That's to let you know that she's around. And also shoes, the pretty shoes. Did she have little feet?
Yes, because she had beautiful leathery Italian shoes. That
yeah.
They were all new, and no one could fit them. I wish I could fit them because I need the shoes. But it's smaller than my feet.
She had Cinderella feet, she says.
Huh.
You know, like. And then there was, did your mom and your dad dance? Because there's dancing. There's a couple dancing.
My father loved to dance. I know that.
Because I see dancing.
Sure.
Yeah, you know,
I've danced with my father on many occasions. Loved to dance. Loved to dance. Loved to dance.
And he knew how to do the fancy dances, they say. let's see what else. Now, who is it that had the watch fob and always wore a suit and wore like... Okay. Because he always had the watch fob there and the watch that you take out of
three
the little pocket.
3 minutes.
So
yes.
That both of them are here. And then there's connection with England and then a connection relatives in New York.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're telling me that. And you had... somebody was like an accountant in the family, too. Somebody was good with numbers.
My mother.
So I'm seeing
she's
accounting
she's
and numbers.
Trying to figure out what she wants me to do right now, both of them, you know, in terms of with the rest of the family, so I could actually move on and get things together if there's any message. Because it's been, you know.
You are moving forward. You aren't stuck.
2 minutes.
You're going to move forward.
Am I on the right track?
you're on the right pathway. Sometimes. You aren't to the left, you aren't to the right, you're where it should be.
Yeah.
So step at a time, move forward, and you're pretty frugal. You aren't
I have to be.
But you aren't a spendthrift.
No. The others were. And they created big problems, and I'm trying to fix it and move forward. And, you know, there's a lot of animosity, and I'm doing what I know my parents would want me to do. I just need some guidance sometimes. Just to not
well,
give up.
You're right, and you're fair.
One
the other
minute.
But it went, there's only 1 minute left, but you're doing the right thing, and you're getting things sorted out, and you'll sort it out in the proper manner.
Okay.
Because they picked you because you're the fair kid. So there you go.
Okay.
And I think the lady just went off.
You think the lady just did what?
Said that that's done.
Okay. That's
thank
the
you.
Word lately.
Thank you.
Thank you. So thank all
you,
is
Jackie.
Well. Thank you.
Okay. Right, I'm going to shut up now, I am. Because we have Carol.
We have a terrible echo. Hello?
What do I do, Ken?
Sweet.
Hello.
How are you? Where are you from and what's your question?
I'd like to speak to my dead people, please.
Okay. Do you have someone who is named Catherine?
Catherine. Yes.
Well, she's here.
Okay.
And she was a prankster, so she's the one who does pranks. Sometimes your electrical equipment goofs up sometimes. You also have a lady that used to had blonde hair, glasses, and blue eyes, and she was like 5'5". And I think that she was an aunt on your mom's side.
Okay.
Let's see what else. You have a great aunt on your dad's side, and she wore like bangs, and she had straight hair. And it was, I think maybe your grandma's sister. And she was like Auntie Mame. She was like a force to be reckoned with before her time. She was like a trailblazer. So who is this lady?
Oh, I don't know. Nope, I can't recall that.
All right. If you have somebody alive who you can ask. And then they're also showing me a gentleman that was a mechanic. He always had the red rags and a jumpsuit. And he wasn't real tall.
Yeah.
He was only like 5'6". So who, and your dad, who was that?
On my dad's side.
Always tinkering with stuff. He was sort of like he could fix anything. He was what I call a cobbler.
Oh, a cobbler.
Well, you know, sorry, I can't help with this. All right, let's see what else we got. There is... Huh, who drove a motorcycle?
Who drove a motorcycle?
It's like, it's an off brand. It's like an Indian motorcycle. It's like the older brand. And he looks like he's 1950s.
Oh, blimey.
And then, go ahead.
My dad had a motorbike, but he's still on the airplane.
So that's your acknowledgement that he's around you. And you have, who had a goat? There's a goat here.
A goat?
A goat.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you got an animal of a goat.
You just tell me about going down to see one.
A goat. A goat? No, I never went to see a goat.
Well, I don't know, but I'm seeing a goat. And then you also have people that you have land over in another country that you have like a shield, a family shield, like a family crest.
Okay.
So they're showing me that.
Right.
And then who is the lady with the, always wore hair up? And she had a long, elegant neck and long, elegant fingers. And there was somebody who played piano.
Oh, yes, I know who that is, yeah. Yep. That's either my grandmother or my mom.
I think it's your grandmom.
Okay.
And then who made the noodles?
Who eats noodles?
Noodles.
Did you say noodles?
Yes, noodles.
Oh, I like noodles. I eat a lot of them.
So somebody in the family made homemade noodles.
Mm.
You know, and let them dry, you know. And then also there was somebody who was a baker.
My nan was a baker.
Bake. She made bread, she made rolls, sweet rolls.
Yeah.
She made like a sour cream cake.
Yep, that would be my nan.
Yep, and it was fluffy as fluffy could be.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I've had a gentleman in my house. Now, this is the first time I've ever seen spirit. And he's quite tall, almost reaches the ceiling. He's quite tall. He's almost as tall as my ceiling.
Wow.
And he wears a light blue suit and white shirt. And he's following me everywhere in the house.
Well, you need to send him to light, through the light. He's a passerby.
Oh, he is. Right, okay.
And his name is Edgar.
Edgar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So send him to light, through the light of God, you know, the white light, you know, because you're aware so that you're, you know, let it go. Let him pass on.
Okay.
He's not harmful. He just, you're aware so he knows you can see him. So tell him you got to go to the light. I'm not the light.
3 minutes.
Okay.
But I feel like that he died of like a heart attack, and he was like an office worker, and he just saw you and attached himself. So just, you know.
Okay.
But you have your people around you to help you, and they love you. And what anniversary is coming up? Because the the grandma is holding red roses.
Anniversary coming up.
It can be a birthday, a death day, something significant in your life.
2 minutes.
I can't think of one.
Okay. What else do you want to know?
Yes. My daughter's expecting my fifth grandchild.
Well,
can you tell me whether it's going to be a girl?
What roses are about, too.
Yeah.
You know, as he's healthy and fine. Look, 10 toes, 10 fingers.
Is it going to be a boy or a girl?
Well, I got a 50-50 chance of being right or wrong. It feels like a male.
Oh, that's great.
1 minute.
That is great news. Yeah.
Oh,
and I have a great grandchild on the way as well. Is that going to be a boy or a girl?
Feels like a boy.
So I've got a grandson and a great grandson to come. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Carolina, to call off now.
Okay. Thank you.
Sometimes people, when you do their dead people, they have to ask an old people who the dead people are. Are you there? Hello?
Okay.
Hey,
so, Carol has left. Kelly has gone. Okay. All right.
So,
we briefly lost Kelly there, didn't we? During that, I don't know why. Okay. I think Kelly's back with us now. Briefly lost her on the end of that call. I don't know why. There was an echo, and the reason we got an echo is because I didn't want to do it over the normal radio, so I had to kind of do it on the phone. That was Carol. I need to kind of do it on the phone through the Hangout and mute the studio sound so that we wouldn't get an echo. And kind of complicated, but, you know, usually when I'm sitting here and I have my microphone open and Kelly's microphone open at the same time, there is an echo. So the only way we can do it is by using an exterior phone. And really, it should be done from another room. So I think if we ever do it again, we'll do it from a separate room. Because kind of awkward when you're doing it from the same room is that you have to mute everything down. And then you have to remember to unmute it again when you come back. So it can be awkward. But we're here. We're back. So let's see where we are going. Okay. So I'm going to bring Kelly's microphone back on now. Kelly has rejoined. And we have Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. Where are you from and what's your question?
On Long Island. Do you see anything with work, relationships, or anything? What do you just see?
Well, it looks like your life is going to improve a lot. You look like you could get an upgrade in work. It's like you might get an opportunity through an email, and it looks like that'll happen within the next 4 months. The move it feels like it's delayed.
No, I don't have any move. I'm not looking to move.
Oh, okay.
No, I meant like a job. I'm looking now, not 4 months.
Well, I see you getting temporary work, and then in 4 months you're going to have a solid work issue, you know, solid work, and you'll make good pay and good benefits.
Okay.
You know, so you're going to do temporary first and then get into long-term in 4 months.
I'm thinking, I'm subbing as a teacher aide and lunch monitor right now. I was thinking of doing food service or bus. Do you see that better? So I get, I mean, or somebody call me for that, or what do you see with that?
The bus is a thing that could happen because the bus is all around you.
Yeah, nobody's called me.
You know, but it might be for another school.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I just put an application just for two places. That was it. That's all that was opening.
You know, so that's,
yeah,
you know, the same stuff we told you before still hasn't happened yet, too.
I know,
and, you
know, I know.
Energy
so
don't work, speed of light.
I know. So you just see that in 4 months, nothing else?
That's, yeah, not a whole lot, because you don't want to really do anything else. And you have
no,
to have
I
the
do. I'm putting applications out, but, you know, I got to
right,
get into
it. But you don't have the qualifications. You haven't done it before. The only way that you get a total different job is if you apply for something where they train.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Well,
the bus
might call. You never know.
You know, right. So I'm seeing a bus.
One begins with an R and one begins with a F.
But they're hiring within first, you know, other people that they know, and then if nobody else applies, you'll get it.
All right. Yeah, because I have to get a summer job, too, because the subbing ends in June, so the bus, maybe you can work in the summer. That's why I was hoping I'd get a call, like, in April or something.
You know, so, and then you might get, they do summer school. You might have, like, work in the lunchroom for summer school, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, they don't. I could ask, yeah.
You know, because they have to feed them.
Yeah, well, that's cafeteria work. That's not, like, watching them.
Well, they have lunchroom monitors.
Well, I could ask the school if they have it.
You know, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I see.
All right. So you see, when do you see somebody calling me, though?
Well, like I said, you got to wait because they're hiring within first, and then, you know, somebody else, they'll call you. You're like third on the list.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You know. And, but you are going to be able to make it. It might be a little tight, might be beans and weenies, but you won't ever be hungry and you won't ever be homeless.
Okay.
You know, you always worry about that, but you're fine. You're frugal. You aren't like a spendthrift. You don't go wee.
Yeah. Do you see anything else or not really with anything?
Well, you're sort of in a holding pattern right now.
Yeah.
You know, and until you get stable, you aren't, like, expanding out there that much. You're sort of, like, staying close to home.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see friends.
Right. But, I mean, I just don't see you doing a whole lot of... You're doing the same stuff that you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
But something will start opening up. You know, once COVID starts settling down, you'll get out and about a little more and you'll be able to meet and greet new people. But right now, it's the same.
Yeah. All right.
You know, but you're okay. You know, there's nothing wrong. You know, you're going along with your life. You're healthy. You're happy. You're content.
Well, not really, but...
Well, nothing horrible is wrong. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, my mother's not feeling well. She thinks she has vertigo. What do you see with that?
Well, like I say, I'm not a doctor, but they need to check her ears. You know?
Yeah, she
and
did
check
already.
Check her. Sometimes medications can make people dizzy.
Oh,
You know, and she might want to check her blood sugar because she feels like she's has low blood sugar, so she might need to, like, eat tiny little graze eat throughout the day.
All right, I can mention that to her.
You know, like unsalted nuts or stick cheese.
3 minutes.
You know, roasted piece of roasted chicken or protein, you know.
All right, I'll tell her that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess this is nothing new.
Nothing new, sorry.
All right, thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Suzanne. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, that's Suzanne there. We have two more callers. Okay. Hi.
I'm here.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
And what's your question?
Do you see any good news around my relationship and work? I've applied for a new position, well, position outside of the company, the agency I work for now, and I'm just trying to see is what's coming.
You might get a call on that within the next week or two. But relationship is like on, off. Who's undecided? Who's running around with question marks above their head?
My girlfriend. We got in a big argument a couple of weeks ago, and things are really, really rocky right now.
Yeah, she don't know. So don't push. Give her time.
Yes, yes.
You know, because you try
friend.
To...
Her best
don't
friend doesn't
snowball
help.
Her. You know, just
yeah.
give her time. Let it
yeah,
alone.
Her best friend. All right, her best friend isn't helping in that situation either. Do you see that?
That friend is not going away.
Ah! Damn. Okay.
Sorry.
Amber?
Nope. They're best friends. They've been friends forever. And nope, you guys have to learn to all live cohesively and try to... You know, learn to you're going to have to learn to tolerate her because she ain't going nowhere.
Damn. Okay.
Sorry.
I know. She's just
But you
just
need
miserable.
Not be as, you need not be as jealous as you are of her.
Okay.
You know, because
okay.
you get jealous of her. So, but they've known each other forever and they have a language and they, you know, it's, And she loves you.
The best friend?
No, she. I said
oh, okay.
your
okay.
lady
okay.
friend that you're having issues with
okay.
loves you.
Yes.
You know, but
yes.
you guys got to calm it down, learn to communicate better, because everybody's doing nanny nanny boo boo. Well, if
yeah,
you didn't do that,
okay.
I'm not going to do that. And you're crossing
okay.
your arms and going nanny 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 boo boo.
So true.
A lot of younger people
yeah.
don't know what nanny nanny boo boo is, but that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it really is. And
but life is
yeah.
too short for silliness, so you guys need to communicate. And, you know, give her time because, you know, you get pushy sometimes, so calm down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're so right.
It's going to be okay.
That's good to know, too. And that is one thing that I did want to know. Is it going to get better? Are we going to get back on track? So,
well, if you
yeah.
guys communicate, because you've had communication breakdown.
Yes, we did. Major.
You know, and
so,
and
okay.
you guys got to quit throwing each other under the bus. You guys got to learn how to fight fair.
Yeah, you're so true. Do you see her brother being a help?
Do I see her brother what?
Helping.
Helping with what?
Helping us. He's very supportive, and even though I try to keep him out of it, sometimes I know.
Yeah, he's right there. He supports us, his sis.
Okay.
He wants to see her thrive and do well.
Yes. Okay. Okay. All righty. Well,
you know, he is her keeper.
Yes.
He always makes sure she's all right.
Yes, he does. They both do. Yeah.
Yeah, they have each other. You know, and they'll always be real close.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel. I didn't know her mother. But is her mother around?
Sometimes.
Me?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I thought I felt that. I thought
you know,
I felt that. Because I can pick up when my mom
sure
is around.
Because she's making sure her baby girl is okay.
Right. I can feel my mom around, but then I can tell a difference. And I'm like, I'm wondering if that's her
mom. Well,
that's
minutes.
The other mama. That's her mama.
Okay.
You know, your mama's around. You dreamed your mommy.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Your mama. Your mama sits on the end of your bed sometimes.
I thought so. Is that
and
who
she
I
loves
feel
it when you make the
back?
Bed right. She likes, sometimes you don't make it right. Your mama's saying that.
That's so beautiful because my dad and my mom used to make the bed. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God.
And she loves that new comforter you bought.
Thank you.
She says it just brightens up that room.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I can feel someone, like when I'm lying down, I feel something pushing against my back, or I feel a coldness, like if it's like right at my feet or at my arm. Is that her? It's like all of a sudden my body drops a little.
Yeah, yeah.
That's her.
That's how you perceive her. That's just how you perceive.
Yep. Okay.
It isn't bad.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not a bad feeling. It's just I can always feel her around because it's like all of a sudden.
Yeah,
because
it's like when
coolness.
She touches you, she's cold because you don't know how to manifest the warmth yet.
Yeah, yeah. I can feel the coldness. It's like as I'm talking to you right now, I can just feel the coldness on my feet all of a sudden, or coolness, should I say.
Yeah, yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
That's how you perceive people.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much
for
the job. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kay. All right. Now then, we have Laura's just called in, if you believe. We've only got 11 minutes left. Oh, well,
1 minute.
We'll see whether we can fit you in there, Laura. I'm sure we will. Okay. Hey, good evening.
Good afternoon, Miss Kelly Jo.
Hello, Laura. What's your question?
No, my name is Ed.
Ed.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Yeah.
Something lost in translation.
Sorry. What's your question, Mr. Ed?
My company is going through a lot of changes. We were just bought out by another company, major company, and I just am just curious whether or not I have anything to worry about or if I'm going to be there for a while, position change, anything like that.
They like you there.
They do?
You know, yes, they like what you do and you do good. They say that you're doing the quota that you're supposed to be doing, but I would apply to other places to just CYA yourself.
Well, everything right now because of COVID still is, you know, at home, and I can't do home.
Right.
I can't have cable in my apartment. And I can't afford to move with the money I make now.
But you're okay for now.
Yes. Okay.
There's but they are going to, you're going to have trouble with the system again because they're going to change it again.
Oh, God. They need to leave that thing alone.
I know, but there's, you know, and it's like things are going to be there and then they're not there. I see disappearances of forms. I'm sorry.
For like a month. Well, we've been going through this for like a month now. And it is very nerve-wracking. So as long as I know I'm not going to be fired and I will be the one walking away, that means a lot.
No.
Because
they do like you. The new people like you.
Well, that's
good. Because they're showing me Sally Fields. You really, really like me. You really, really like me.
She's my favorite.
And
I
then,
fell in love with her when doing Gidget.
Yep, there you go. And then you have good coworkers, and
yes,
you have an improvement in health.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
You know, a marked improvement, they say.
Cool. Is that because of exercising, or it's just my body just finally decides?
It's like
to start
exercise,
healing.
And then your body's finally gonna like kick in.
Oh, cool.
And breathing easier, they say. Breathe easier. You know, and then it, huh? It feels like in 6 months, maybe you'll have an opportunity to apply for a management position.
With this company or some
no,
other place?
No, with another company, and it would be like training and writing.
My strong point.
You
so
know, you'd teach like procedure and all that to groups, like little groups of 5 or 6.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Now, not to change the subject, but I tried acupuncture recently. Is
How'd
that something
that work?
I should continue? I don't
That's
know.
That's very helpful.
I don't, you know, I mean, it was just like a week ago, and I don't feel any different.
Well, if
and
you
I was
don't
wondering,
think it works, then don't do it anymore.
Well, I didn't know
but
if I needed to give it a couple
of... But it takes a minute to get the energy flow to work, you know, 2 or 3 times when they do the acupuncture.
Yeah. Well, maybe as well. That you're answering the question. I was wondering if I should try it a couple of times to see how long, if it will work, how long it would take. And if it's only a couple of times, I mean, it does hurt when they jab me on the left side. Every
well,
needle
that,
that went in
that,
the left.
That's the side that's the problem.
Well, it hurt. Tim, the doctor and I just chuckled about it, but the right side was needle, 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 no problem.
Right. Well, that's because there's tension there.
And, yeah, there was a big knot
and
on my left
old,
side on
the
my neck.
The dude that does it really knows his stuff.
He doesn't speak much English.
Oh,
he does laugh.
But he's well trained, they say.
Well, that's what I've heard. And they gave me some pills to take, 7 pills twice a day for whenever, which I haven't done yet because I don't know what they are and I don't know how they'll interact with the medication I'm on.
Well,
so
I would ask about
them.
That.
Well, I need to. I'll probably start. Saturday is the only time I can get over there.
Oh, okay.
Because they close at 5.
Yeah.
So I would never make it. But, okay. And they did say they were going to get back to me about places where I could do Qigong. Because
oh, neat.
I really like that.
That's energy
I
work.
I really like that.
And movement.
Huh?
That would be very beneficial for you.
Oh, I did it a couple times, and I would love to do it on a day, every day, or every other day basis. Because I know what it did the few times I did it. I really liked it and what I felt like. So I know it could do me a lot of good.
Absolutely.
you know, and things were happening that weren't supposed to be happening for someone that just started it, from what I got told. You know, so, well, I don't want to keep you from
that.
Pardon me?
You resonate with that.
It's, I think everybody should go into Tai Chi or Qigong, because it is very truthful what it says, moving the body, moving the air, moving everything around you and within you is good. And that's why I just haven't been able to find anything out here. But supposedly there is. So I'm waiting for them to get back to me on that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, well, I enjoy listening to these types of shows. They're great. They're informative and entertaining. In a good way.
Thank you, Ed.
And I appreciate your time, and you all have a good day and evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Okay. Thanks, Ed. Okay. Sorry we kind of mixed that up, didn't we? Because what I tried to say is that Laura had just called, and we had Ed there first. But we've done Ed there now. And we have Laura. This is going to go slightly over, but never mind.
All right.
Hi, Kelly Joe.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your question?
Well, what do you see for me changing? Any changes coming within the next few months?
Are you thinking of doing a lateral move work-wise?
Yeah, I'm not real happy with the contract, and I'm not sure. I don't think my boss is real thrilled with me either. I just have that feeling, and I would like to get another contract. I don't know if you see that happening for me or not.
Well, call your old people up, you know, reconnect with them. It feels like an old client will probably call you within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Do you think I'll be able to hang on to this contract long enough before, or will I be
yeah,
able to
I think
leave?
You'll go from side to side. Ask your boss what you can do to make it better.
The boss is not doing anything to help onboard me with the process and stuff. He's kind of one of those people that just throws you in the deep end and wants you to figure it out on your own. So
asking for a procedure manual. What are you doing? Some kind of a program?
No, it's still a long story. Needless to say, the whole thing's just not working out for you, I don't feel.
Because he wants it done a certain way and you work a different way and you guys aren't meeting in the middle.
Yeah, he's just not, I don't even want to go down that path. It's too complicated.
Yeah.
The contract, you see me, is it going to be more money, less money, same money when I move on to another contract?
You'll make some good money. You know, your next contract will be good.
Okay.
You know, and it'll be a 6-month contract.
Yeah. Do you see that? Have I worked for them before, or is this a different company altogether?
It's with an old client.
Old client. Huh.
They like how you worked before, and they'll ask you back.
Okay. Now, are they going to reach out to me, or do I reach out to them?
I see an old client reaching out to you.
Okay. Well, that would be great. I would love that.
And it's a man, you know?
Mm.
And it's somebody that was really happy with your work about 2 years ago.
2 years. Well, it would have been about 2 years ago, you know. Well, COVID, yeah, probably That might be, that might be, so I work
I don't
with
know who
named,
it is. I'm just saying it's an old client.
Okay, so it's a guy.
Yeah.
So the last guy I worked for, his name began with a J. So maybe that's him.
All I know
but you're
is
not picking it.
All I'm getting is it's an old client.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to move on. Desperately.
You know, and also, you know, yeah, you know, so you'll be fine.
Okay, good. And then are there any other changes coming?
You might schedule a trip in the fall. I see it traveling.
Well, I'm going to Tennessee the end of April. You think I'm going to be going on another trip in the fall, huh?
In the fall, yes.
Huh. Okay. That sounds good.
It's like a vacation.
Well, that would be nice, although my trip at the end of Tennessee, I'm going to Tennessee. I think that'll be kind of a nice vacation, too, in a way.
Yeah.
You
get to visit people you haven't seen in a while.
What about moving into a home? Do you see that coming up anytime?
Not till 2022.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least within the next 2 weeks, you think I'll be able to move on to another project?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Kelly Jo.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too.
Thanks. Bye,
Thank Ken. You, Laura. Okay. Right.
Hey, Ken, I won't be able to see you till April 18th.
April 18th. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. When and that's 2 weeks time, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And at 4 o'clock, I'll have the right time.
No, right now, the 18th. Ah, right. Okay. Yes. Yes, I can see. Yes. So 2 weeks time, the 18th. Okay. And then you're with me again on the 25th. Yeah.
What?
And you'll be with me again on the 25th, the 18th and the 25th?
The 25th of April?
Yeah, that's the week after, yeah?
Yeah, the 18th and the 25th, yeah.
Yeah,
I can do those.
Lovely. Okay, right, we're going to wind it up then. And thank you for having me. Kelly, thank you. Okay. Thanks, Kelly. That's it. The clocks are back to normal. We're level pegging once again there, ladies and gents. Everything is as normal until October, and then we go back the other way again. I wish they'd stop messing about. You know, it reminds me of that movie with... I think it was the Carry On movies where Kenneth Williams used to say, stop messing about. All right. So we're going to stop messing about and we're going to get out of here. And Johnny H. Jazz as well.